I'm Mindy Norton, speaking of pets. As you decorate and plan for the Easter celebration this weekend, consider some of the common risks the holiday might pose to your pet's health and well-being. Let's begin with edible Easter treats, especially chocolate. Any chocolate can cause gastrointestinal problems for an animal. It can also affect the nervous system and the heart rhythm. Dark chocolate is more hazardous than milk chocolate, but it should all be kept away from your pet. Candy, gum, and other treats you might find in the Easter basket could contain the artificial sweetener xylitol, which can lead to liver failure and even death. If you think your dog has consumed anything containing xylitol, you should contact your veterinarian or emergency veterinary clinic immediately. About the Easter basket, that plastic grass can cause serious digestive problems for your furry friend. Foil wrappings from candy could pose a danger, along with those plastic Easter eggs, which can splinter into sharp bits that can pierce an animal's digestive tract. Avoid feeding your pet anything from the table, especially if it contains onions, garlic, chives, or leeks, any one of which can be toxic to a dog or cat. You may not notice it right away, but a day or so later, your little buddy could begin to exhibit symptoms that would indicate problems with its belly, heart, or even breathing. Last on my list of warnings is to keep your cat away from those beautiful Easter lilies. They can be deadly to the feline family member who tries to eat it. Even the water in the vase can be toxic. If you must have an Easter lily, make it an artificial one. As a reminder, bunnies are not seasonal pets. If you bring home a live Easter bunny, be prepared to care for it for 7 to 10 years or longer. I agree with the House Rabbit Society. When it comes to Easter bunnies, make mine chocolate. But I'll keep it away from my pet. Protecting your furry friend from dangerous items is one way to keep it safe during this holiday when you're speaking of pets.